Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss liquidity ratios. So how do we use ratios to analyze a business? First, different ratios explain different aspects of a company. Ratios are used for the following purposes: evaluating the ability to pay current liabilities and long-term debt, evaluating the ability to sell merchandise inventory and collect receivables, evaluating profitability, and evaluating stock as an investment. How do we use ratios to analyze a business? So this is an example of an income statement. Notice we have current assets. I'm sorry. I need to run this back. Let's start over on this slide. Hold on. Let's start over. After I said evaluating stock as an investment.
Okay.
From the first slide. So I'm going to switch slides and go to the second slide.
All right, cool.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right. 4, 3, 2.
So how do we use ratios to analyze a business? You'll see here an example of a balance sheet dated December 31st, 2018 and 2017. So these are projected out into the future, 2018. You'll see in the balance sheet how we're separated out through assets, liabilities, and stockholders' equity. So this is where we're going to derive the data that we need for our ratios here. So all of these ratios are intertwined into our company to understand how well positioned we are to ensure that we can stay solvent, that we're going to stay profitable, and we have enough cash to make sure that we can stay in operation and cover our debt obligations. So here's an example of an income statement as well, right? This is where we're going to pull our data from to plug into these equations, right? And then we'll explain what these equations mean and why do we run these ratios. So evaluating the ability to pay current liabilities. So we're going to look at working capital first. So working capital measures the ability to meet short-term obligations with current assets. So short-term obligations are short-term notes payable, accounts payable, anything that's a short-term within 1 year debt obligation that we have. We want to make sure that our current assets, which is our inventory, we have enough current assets or inventory to pay down our short-term obligations. And this is defined as working capital. So let's work a working capital example. So I'll show you where we will derive our numbers from. So let's go back to this slide. So let's look at current assets, total current assets, right? So we've got in 2017, total current assets, $236,000. In 2018, our current assets are $262,000. So we'll solve for 2018 and we'll solve for 2017. So 2018, right? Our current assets, $262,000 minus current liabilities. Current liabilities, you'll also see total current liabilities. Under the liabilities page, under the liabilities section on the balance sheet, you'll see that current liabilities are made up of accounts payable, accrued liabilities, and notes payable. Those added together are total current liabilities. So for 2018, we're going to subtract out $142,000. This gives us $120,000 in working capital. This is a positive number. This is good, right? So our current assets, $262,000. Our current liabilities, $142,000. So we are able to cover our current liabilities with our current assets. So because our current liabilities are lower value than our current assets, we're positioned well to ensure that we can cover our liabilities and stay in operation. So go back to 2017, same calculation, right? 236,000 is our current assets minus the liabilities, 126,000 equals 110,000. So we are well positioned in 2017 and in 2018 to cover our current liabilities with current assets. Current assets, again, inventory, working capital, things like that. Okay? Current assets, cash and cash equivalents, accounts receivable, merchandise, inventory, and prepaid expenses are examples of current assets on this balance sheet. So current ratio, the most widely used ratio is the current ratio. This ratio measures a company's ability to pay its current liabilities with its current assets. So we're going to find out the ratio, right? So we've computed, okay, look, we've got working capital, we know we've got enough. So now we need to find our ratio, right? We need to see, now if you'll notice, in this graphic, the industry average is 0.60. So inside our average, inside our industry, the average company can cover their total liabilities, their total current liabilities, 0.6 times. Okay, so they can cover their current liabilities 0.6 times. That means they have more assets by 0.6, right? Or 50%, 60% as much. Right, 60% more assets than they do in liabilities. This is what this means. The industry average, 0.60, shows that they have, on average, a company in our industry has 60% more current assets than they do current liabilities. So let's look at our current ratio and see where we are. So total current assets, again, let's derive 2018. Total current assets, 262,000. Now we want to divide by current liabilities to get the ratio. Okay? So 142,000 is our total current liabilities. So now we want to divide 262,000 divided by 142,000. This will give us 1.85. So now we can cover our current liabilities with our current assets 1.85 times. That means we have 185% more assets than we do liabilities. Notice our industry average is 0.6, right? Industry average equals 0.6. We are three times better than the industry. So we are, with this current ratio, we are in great shape to cover our liabilities, stay profitable, and continue to grow. Let's work 2018 just as a further example, or 2017. So again, 236,000 current assets over current liabilities, 126,000. I should say total current assets and total current liabilities. So we're right. So in 2017, we were able to cover our liabilities 1.87 times, or we have 187% more assets than we do liabilities. The cash ratio is next. We'll discuss this. The cash ratio helps determine a company's ability to meet its short-term obligations. What are short-term obligations? Total current liabilities. Let's go back up and refresh what total current liabilities consist of. So total current liabilities, accounts payable, accrued liabilities, notes payable. Notice these are all short-term debt obligations, nothing over a year. Right? Accounts payable, those are usually in 15, 30, 45, 60-day terms, whereas accrued liabilities, it's just a liability over time that is accrued from other debt. And notes payable, short-term debt instrument that's less than 1 year. So you can see these are the current liabilities. Now let's figure out the cash ratio. So we want to make sure that we can meet our short-term obligations with the cash that we have on hand. Notice this is different than the working capital and the current ratio calculations. As we were worried about current assets, right, which included cash and inventory, right, and prepaid services, here they're also depending on current assets. But here, this is the cash ratio. We only want to know, is our free cash going to be enough to cover our total current liabilities? So that way we don't have to worry about dipping into our inventory revenue once we sell that. We won't have to apply that directly to paying down our short-term obligations because we have enough cash to cover it. So let's see how healthy of a cash position our company is in. So let's look at cash and cash equivalents. Let's go back up. So cash and cash equivalents, for us, we have $29,000 in 2018. So 2018, we have $29,000 in cash and cash equivalents. Okay, and now we want to divide that by total current liabilities. Now, our total current liabilities for 2018, again, $142,000. So now we want to divide the $29,000 by $142,000, which gives us 0.20. Now let's take a look at what the industry average is. We'll notice the industry average is 0.4. So we are below the industry average. So our cash position is not as strong as the industry. Right? We need to understand why our cash is below the current industry average. Right? So, do we have too much debt? It doesn't look like it. Our assets are good. Our current ratio is really strong, so our debt, or at least our current liability debt, is in good position. Right? Let's see about our long-term debt position. How are we looking here? So, long-term debt liabilities. You can see in 2018, if you look in the liabilities section, underneath where it says total current liabilities, you'll see the row entitled long-term liabilities. Now you'll notice that it increased from $198,000 in 2017 to $289,000 to 2018. That's a big leap in long-term liabilities. So now we have got these long-term obligations that we just undertook that we've got to pay down with cash. So now we're burning through cash to pay down liabilities. And because of our long-term liability position, increasing that position by almost $100,000, that has obviously put downward pressure on our cash position, which makes us only be able to cover our 20% of our total current liabilities with cash, while the rest of the industry is able to cover 40% of their current total liabilities. We are, in 2018, because of the increase of our long-term debt position and the downward pressure on our free cash flow due to outflows of cash to pay down debt, we now are in a worse position than we were in 2017. Let's look at this. So cash and cash equivalents in 2017, $32,000, right? This is 2017. Divided by $126,000. Okay, and we're going to find out that it's 0.25. Right? So our cash position has decreased considerably while even our total current liabilities increased. So So not only did our cash and cash equivalents decrease in 2018, our total current liabilities increased by $16,000, and our total long-term debt liabilities increased by $100,000. So in 2018, we're going to see some downward pressure on our free cash flow that is going to put us in a slightly worse position than we were in 2017 in order to pay down total current liabilities. Now let's look at the acid test or the quick ratio. The acid test ratio, sometimes called the quick ratio, tells us whether a company can pay all its current liabilities if they come due. So we need to know, can we pay down all of our current liabilities with everything that we have as far as assets are concerned? Cash, short-term investments, and net current receivables. So the short-term investments are typically stock potentially, right? So we can sell shares of stock very easily and convert that stock to cash, right? And then our net current receivables, which is usually on a 15, 30, 45, 60 day basis, right? We're going to be able to calculate that in because we're going to get that cash from those receivables within a short amount of time, right? So we can use that as calculating cash flow, right, in the short term. So now we want to know if we can pay off total current liabilities with the cash that we have. Can we pay them off with the cash that we have, or assets that can be converted to cash quickly? So let's look at this, all right? 2018, so let's look at cash and cash equivalents. We've already established that, right, with the cash ratio for 2018. So let's look over here, right? We're going to do this over here, 2018. So our cash and cash equivalents, $29,000 plus short-term investments. We don't have any right now. Our company's not making any short-term outside investments. All right, plus net current receivables. Where are we going to find that at? We're going to find that. Next, we need to find net current receivables. Net current receivables, you'll find on the balance sheet. You'll look at row 2 underneath current assets. Accounts receivable, net accounts receivable for 2018 is $114,000. So let's add that in. Plus $114,000. So we'll add these up. We'll add these up. 29,0, 114. And then we'll divide by total current liabilities, which we already know, $142,000. So our ratio, our quick ratio for this, for our company, right, this is going to tell us if we can pay all of our total current liabilities right away if they come due immediately. Okay, so this is going to allow us to see, can we pay off our total current liabilities if they come due now? Do we have enough cash for this? Right? So we'll add this up. So we have $143,000. Okay, this equals $143,000 divided by $142,000. Equals 1.01. So yes, we can cover our total current liabilities with our cash, cash equivalents, and net current receivables 1.1 times. So we can cover it fully one time, and then by 1% greater. We are eking out just enough cash, cash equivalents, and net current receivables to cover our total current liabilities for 2018. Now for 2017, similar calculation, exact same calculation, 2017. So we've got $32,000 in cash and cash equivalents, plus zero short-term investments, plus $85,000 in net receivables. Okay, we're going to divide that, $126,000. Okay, so now $32,000 plus $85,000 is $117,000. So now we've got $117,000 divided by $126,000. So right now I can already tell you we don't have enough cash to cover our current liabilities. 117 is less than 126, so our ratio will be 0.93. Now, if you want to compare ourselves to the industry average is 0.46, so we're doing considerably better than the industry average. So even though in our cash ratio, we're kind of suffering a little bit, we're not doing so well because we brought on that extra debt, right? So and we're actually performing below the industry average. With the quick ratio, we're performing considerably above the extra the industry average. What we didn't include in the cash ratio was our net current receivables. Now, with the amount of net current receivables that we have, even though our cash position declined in 2018, 114,000 in net current receivables is a big increase by almost 30,000, 29,000 from 2017. So that's what helped us put ourselves over being able to cover our total current liabilities total with cash. So the industry average, 0.46, they can cover their current total liabilities. Only 46% of your total current liabilities can be covered by using the cash included with cash equivalents, short-term investment, and net current receivables.